Master John Horsley, Knight. In the earliest and mustiest volume of the Havenpool Marriage Registers, said the thin-faced gentleman, this entry may still be read by anyone curious enough to decipher the crabbed handwriting of the date. I took a copy of it when I was last there, and it runs thus. He had opened his pocketbook and now read aloud the extract, afterwards handing round the book to us, wherein we saw transcribed the following. Master John Horsley, Knight, of the parish of Clifton, was married to Edith, the wife late of John Stocker, merchant of Havenpool, the 14th day of December, by privilege given by our supreme head of the Church of England, King Henry VIII, 1539. Now, if you turn to the long and elaborate pedigree of the ancient family of the Horsleys of Clifton Horsley, you will find no mention whatever of this alliance, notwithstanding the privilege given by the sovereign and head of the church. The said Sir John, being herein chronicled as marrying, at a date apparently earlier than the above, the daughter and heiress of Richard Phillipson, of Montyslope, in Nether Wessex, a lady who outlived him, of which marriage there were issued two daughters and a son, who succeeded him in his estates. How are we to account for these, as it would seem, contemporaneous wives? A strange local tradition only can help us, and this can be briefly told. One evening, in the autumn of the year 1540 or 1541, a young sailor, whose Christian name was Roger, but whose surname is not known, landed at his native place of Havenpool, on the South Wessex coast, after a voyage in the Newfoundland trade, then newly sprung into existence. He returned in the ship Primrose with a cargo of train oil brought home from the Newfoundland, to quote from the town records of the date.